think about what it might mean to get ready. When you prepare to leave the house in the morning, you might take a shower or pour yourself a cup of coffee. If you're gearing up for a job interview, you might dry clean your suit or update your resume. What you do depends on which situation you're preparing for, which is part of the problem with Indiana's college and career ready standards. How a student gets ready for college could be very different from how they prepare to go directly into the workforce. Let's break the phrase down. Indiana's Commissioner for Higher Education, Teresa Lubbers, explains college ready this way.
Are they prepared to do college level work at some place? And then are they prepared to do the kind of college level work they want to do at the specific school they want to attend?
Lubbers says the closest the state comes to defining college ready is to say that a student starts college without need for remediation. However, she points out that can be different for each student, each K-12 school, and each college and university.
I think admissions requirements will continue to be determined by the colleges and universities. And what's important for us is to make sure that students understand early what they need to do to match where they want to go with what their preparation is.
The term career ready is equally complicated, and it's a favorite of Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
We're talking about career training pathways in our high schools that would give people the kind of training to enter entry-level positions in healthcare, entry-level positions in advanced manufacturing, in agriculture.
Pence is an advocate for career and technical education. He recently announced a goal to graduate 100,000 more students with an industry-recognized certification by the year 2020. But does this come at the expense of academics? Is it possible to be ready for both college and career at the end of high school? Or are these goals at odds?
I'm not talking about a plan A and a plan B. I'm talking about two plan A's in our schools. I'm talking about making sure that every student has the opportunity to get that foundational course if they're ready to go off to college, but also to have the opportunity to get the kind of education if they want to be prepared to begin on their own pathway of success in their career.
At Noblesville High School, juniors and seniors have the opportunity to intern with local businesses, something Principal Jeff Bryant says helps students identify where their future lies. And ultimately, he says that goes hand in hand with the primary goal of school, preparing kids to be productive employees and members of society.
We thought that if we had the goal that all kids were going to go to college, then they were going to be successful. And now schools are starting to go away from that, and we're not looking at that all kids are going to college. We're going to say that all kids are going to be successful after high school, and it doesn't look like the same for all kids.
Many school leaders advocate for programs like Noblesville's because they say even college ready should be career ready, since every student eventually hopes to have a career. Lubbers says Indiana's biggest challenge is helping students identify an economically viable pathway to make a living, whether they're coming out of high school or college.
Our challenge, of course, is that a high school diploma was adequate for even most of the second half of the 20th century, and that was based on our state's economy. I would say that Indiana ranks in the top 10 of innovative strategies aligned to student success. In particular, I'm thinking student success at the higher ed level, but we are dependent on what comes to us from the K-12 sector.
And what comes out of the state's K-12 sector is rapidly changing. This is the first year Hoosier schools have used the new Indiana academic standards. So it will still be a few years before we know how successful they are in preparing kids for the next stage in life. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.